Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And we're talking about a big movie this month, Tiffany. It's a big summer movie.
What is it?
It's Avengers Infinity War.
Well, I'm so excited about this one because the Avengers is super cool.
Yes, right? They absolutely are. They're amazingly cool, amazingly popular, and also amazingly successful. This has been a big movie series or franchise that we could talk about that's made, I would guess, billions of
dollars.
Yeah,
around the world, I would
Thousands of millions of dollars. A lot of money. Yes.
So they're coming out with a new movie this summer, or in May.
Yes.
It's the Avengers Return in Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. So this should be a really big movie.
It's definitely a blockbuster.
Yes. Yeah. So let's take a look at the article today and learn more about this movie.
Reading. The Avengers Return in Avengers Infinity War. The Avengers are back in their third film, Avengers Infinity War. This time, they don't just have to save the world, but the entire universe. The evil Thanos arrives on Earth to collect the Infinity Stones, extremely powerful jewels that existed before the Big Bang. If he takes possession of all six, he will become like a god and will be able to change reality at will. The new Avengers film will also be a kind of crossover story. Previously, the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy had their own separate film series. However, the two teams have joined forces in this new storyline about Thanos and the Infinity Stones. They must work together to stop Thanos. Unlike other Marvel films, the villain in many ways is the star of Avengers Infinity War. Oscar-winning actor Josh Brolin plays Thanos in the film. He said the character will show a range of emotions rather than just be a typical villain. Thanos wants to change the universe, but the Avengers and Guardians don't want to live in his world. It's time that you went to a theater and caught Avengers Infinity War.
All right, so as we know, the Avengers, they've had a lot of successful films. We also had, you know, the individual films of the superheroes, Iron Man.
Captain America.
Exactly.
Those guys.
And now they're coming out with their third film. And as the article says, it says, the Avengers are back in their third film, Avengers Infinity War.
That's right. It says, this time, they don't just have to save the world, but the entire universe.
Wow. That sounds really complicated.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
It's a lot at stake here. Of course, in most of the movies, they have to save the world. They have to save the planet Earth that we live on. But if we talk about the entire universe, well, that's all the stars and suns and galaxies and planets.
However many galaxies
there are. Basically, everything that is, they have to save.
Yeah, exactly.
So no pressure. Just relax, it'll be fine.
If it doesn't work out,
everything disappears.
Whatever. Meh. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why is this happening? Because the article says the evil Thanos arrives on Earth to collect the Infinity Stones. Extremely powerful jewels that existed before the Big Bang. Okay, so there's a lot of things that is happening here. The Big Bang, as we know, is a theory that says that, okay, maybe our galaxy, the planet Earth and all the other planets in Earth, this galaxy existed because of a Big Bang. Now, Thanos, I believe, he's an evil character inside of the superhero universe.
Okay.
He goes to Earth to collect these things called the Infinity Stones. Mm. Okay, now, we have a few words to look at here. Infinity, first of all, just means to have no limit or end. And now, in this movie, or in this comic book world, Infinity Stones are basically six really, really powerful stones that each stone relates to something different in the universe.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm not sure how it works out, but then it's something that if this guy Thanos takes it, they're all in big trouble.
Okay, so it's sort of like the Horcruxes from Harry Potter.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Some magical thing that everyone's fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can call that. It's not science. It's a comic book. So don't worry about the Infinity Stones too much, except in the movie, when you should be extremely worried about the Infinity Stones. And extremely is our next vocab word. Extremely is spelled E-X-T-R-E-M-E-L-Y. Extremely. And basically, it's kind of like very or really. If you can say something is extremely expensive, it's very expensive. It's really expensive. It costs a whole lot of money. For example, we could say Russia is extremely cold during the winter.
Oh,
that's true. I'd also say that Taiwan is extremely hot during the summer. It's not just a little hot. It's really hot or extremely hot.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm melting in the summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we learned that these are extremely powerful jewels.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we use the word jewel here. It's spelled J-E-W-E-L. It's a noun, and it means it's a really, really valuable stone. So it could be something like a diamond. It can be a ruby, the red stone, or an emerald, the green stone. And then what happens is these stones are nicely polished. They're cut, and then they are sold in store. So that's what we call jewels. For example, we can say the queen's crown is covered in precious jewels.
Ah, that's right. There's big diamonds, right?
Yes, a very heavy.
The Koh-i-Noor diamond is in there somewhere. Anyways, back to the article. Talking about Thanos and the danger of him getting his hands, his evil hands, on the Infinity Stones, it tells us if Thanos takes possession of all six, he will become like a god and will be able to change reality at will.
Whoa.
That sounds bad.
That sounds really bad.
Not sure exactly, but I'm betting this would be a bad thing because he's a bad guy. And if you give a bad guy a lot of power, bad things happen. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to this word, possession.
So possession.
Luckily, Donald Trump won't get in possession of the Infinity Stones.
Luckily, the Infinity Stones only happen in the comic
book.
Impala,
that's right.
Oh my gosh, if that were in real life.
Don't even.
I know. Okay.
Let's talk about possession.
Okay, possession. It's a noun and it means to own or have something. So if something is in your possession, it just means you own it. For example, we could say you shouldn't try to grab all of your possessions in a fire, right? Don't grab all the things like your phone, your car, keys, or whatever, because it's a fire. You should get out first and safety first.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another good point. Possessions, we also often use it kind of like the word thing or stuff, right? When you move home, you have to pack all of your possessions, put them in a truck, and then move them into your new home. All of your things, from your little cups and plates to your clothes to your bed to your sofa, these are all things you own. They are your possessions. All right, next we move on, and we have this phrase, at will. He will be able to change reality at will, as we saw in the article there. Well, if you do something at will, basically you do it whenever you want. You have the freedom and the power to do something. All right, so an adult, for example, has the ability to, I don't know, speak at will.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, someone really tells you to shut up or be quiet or something. But
generally,
this means you have the freedom to do it. We often look at birds and feel a little jealous because they can fly at will. Whenever they want, they can flap their wings and take off and fly through the sky. We, of course, need airplanes and airplane tickets and things like that. So we can't fly at will because we don't have that ability. But, you know, of course, birds can fly at will whenever they want. They have the freedom and the ability to do that. And we don't want the bad guy to have the freedom and the ability to change reality because he could basically change anything he wants.
Yeah, and he could, you know, get rid of humans as well.
He could do that. That would be bad, generally.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, the new Avengers film will also be a kind of crossover story. So what's really cool about this new film is that it's going to be a crossover story. Now, when we have a crossover story, it means that two different stories or two different movies come together.
Oh, kind of like when they had Superman versus Batman.
Yeah.
Those had been two different movie series, but then they brought them together. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. As we learn, as we read on, it says, previously, the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy had their own separate film series. Yeah, they did, like Spider-Man, Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, but then they brought them all together. And yes, the Avengers, of course, we know, you know, Iron Man and Captain America and the Hulk and all those guys. That was one film series. And the Guardians of the Galaxy, that sort of funny space-based science fiction action comic book movie with...
What, the Groot?
Groot, that's right, and Star-Lord.
Yes.
Chris Pratt famously played Star-Lord. I like that series, and that was a separate film series. They're bringing them together. Anyways, let's look at this word previously. It said previously, these two stories had their own separate film series. When we use previously, we're using an adverb, of course, and we're also talking about something that happens before. Okay, previously is a very useful word when you're telling a story or when you want to make people understand that there was a timeline here, that things happened in a certain order, and something that happened previously happened before things that happened later, obviously. For example, Taiwan was previously known as Formosa.
A hundred years
ago, it might have been called that on maps. But of course, now it would be called Taiwan.
That's right. So we learned that the Avengers was one series, Guardians of the Galaxy was one series. Now, what does this word mean? Well, basically, a series is a noun, and it could be a set of TV shows, or it can be a set of movies. Mm-hmm. And it centers around the same group of characters or the same kind of subject. So I know a lot of popular TV series that, you know, we watch now are things like Game of Thrones or Walking Dead.
Sure.
Because all the characters are mostly the same. You see the same kind of, you know, theme throughout the TV show. Movie series, we talked about Avengers, right? But there's also other movie series like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which is also centered around the same, you know, storyline and the character and group of characters as well. For example, I can say my favorite movie series is Star Wars, of course.
That's a very popular and really entertaining movie series. Of course, a series of movies, TV shows, books, anything like that. They'll break them up into individual pieces or units. With a TV series, we have a show. That would be one part of the series. And of course, in the Star Wars series, each movie is one part in the series. They're up to movie number eight or nine.
Nine, I think.
Yeah, so that series is growing as the years go by. Back to our article. It says, however, these two teams, the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy, however, the two teams have joined forces in this new storyline about Thanos and the Infinity Stones. So we'll have Groot with Spider-Man fighting some kind of space god bad guy.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
That's kind of cool.
I'm not sure. I don't quite get how that's going to work, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, because usually I'm really used to, you know, the Avengers is one group and then this movie is this group. I think it's going to be really different for me to see these two kind of come together. Like, how do they work in this new universe? But I don't know. In order to stop Thanos, I think that's what they have to do. And that's exactly what the next part of our article says. It says, they must work together to stop Thanos.
Of course.
Right. You know, I think because, you know, these superheroes, Thor has one power, Iron Man has a power, Hulk has a power.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the Guardians of the Galaxy series, they also have their own, you know,
special powers
as well. So it's great that they work together as a team, and they have to because our lives are in danger.
That's right. The whole universe is in danger. So, of course, there are going to be a lot of stars on the side of the good guys. But that's not the only star we're going to see in this movie. It says, unlike other Marvel films, the villain, in many ways, is the star of Avengers Infinity War. Okay, that is unusual, not only for Marvel films, but for films in general.
Yeah.
The villain is not usually the star of the film, because the villain is just another word for the bad guy. Right? Usually it's the good guy who's the star of the movie. The bad guy has a big part, but generally the bad guy plays second to the good guy, because the good guy's the hero, he's the person or she's the person that we want to win. But in this movie, the villain, Thanos, is actually a big star. So that should be interesting. Do we know who's playing Thanos?
I'm not too sure.
I'm not sure, but that sounds like an interesting role for an actor.
And we saw in many ways. Now, this idiom just means to a certain degree or, you know, in many different parts. So, like we just mentioned, in a lot of these Marvel or superhero movies, the bad guys are not very important. They're like the second best or the second part of the star of the movie. But in this one, in this new movie, the bad guy here is just as important as the good guys of the movie, too. So that's why we say in many ways, the villain is also the star.
And we find out who gets this great role as Thanos. It says Oscar-winning actor Josh Brolin plays Thanos in the film. Wow, that's quite interesting. Josh Brolin is a slightly older guy, you know, maybe 40, 50 years old, but he often plays in quite serious movies.
I remember he's quite tough.
He's quite a big dude.
Quite big dude,
I know he
right?
played George Bush in a movie about George Bush.
Ah, okay.
Then again, being a bad guy. Anyway, let's move on to the article, see what it says next about what Josh Brolin thinks of playing Thanos.
So Josh Brolin, it says, he said the character will show a range of emotions rather than just be a typical villain. So that's right. Usually villains, you know, we think they're evil and they just want to, you know, get their hands on things and wreak havoc. But Thanos is a little bit a different villain this time. Here, Thanos will show a range of emotions. So he will show a range of feelings. A range of this phrase just means a set of similar things. So he's going to be maybe very angry and then very sad and then very happy. And he's going to go through a lot of different emotions, which is... Not very typical.
It's true. Bad guys are usually just angry and evil, and, you know, they can play that in different ways, but we don't usually see bad guys fall
crying,
in love or cry or have their puppy die or something like that. So he's not your typical bad guy. If something is typical, this adjective means it's normal, it's usual, it's what you expect to find, all right? So you might say, for example, that it's a typical summer day in Taiwan, as we mentioned, is very hot. Or a typical gift to give someone at Chinese New Year is a red envelope with some money inside. That's normal. That's common. You might get something different for Chinese New Year. We might have a cool day in the middle of the summer in Taiwan, but that would be a little bit strange, a little bit unusual. Typical is normal or what you expect. For example, Jake's typical lunch is a bowl of noodles and a piece of fruit.
Ooh, healthy.
Sometimes he has a hamburger, but usually he has noodles and fruit. That's normal or typical. Back to Thanos.
Okay, it says, Thanos wants to change the universe. But the Avengers and Guardians don't want to live in his world.
Well, they should try.
Well, it depends on what his world is going to be,
right?
If it's
nice.
If he wants a world full of puppies, why not?
That would be good.
He could be a sensitive guy.
Too many puppies.
Oh, too much poo.
They'd eat your shoes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No one would have nice shoes. Anyways, back to the article. It says, it's time that you went to a theater and caught Avengers Infinity War. And if you don't, Tiffany will come to your house and punch you. Really?
I'll try.
You'll try? No, I just made that up. She
just
won't.
Kidding.
No. All right. And there we saw this verb construction. It's time that you went to a theater and caught this movie. Absolutely, it is time. And when we use this expression, it is time plus that, and then a subject, and then a verb ed, or the past tense of the to-be verb, were. It's time that something happened, for example. It basically means now is the right time. This is the moment that you might have been waiting for, you might have been preparing for, but you can't waste any more time. You can't wait further into the future. Now is the time that it is supposed to happen. For example, if we said it is time that you face the music, we would mean you are supposed to face the music now, but you are not doing so. We're kind of talking about the time has arrived. And by the way, facing the music means facing up to your responsibilities or facing up to the consequence of your actions. We could also say, it is time that we left the party. This is a bit more of a direct meaning. Of course, you're looking at your watch. You should leave the party at 10 o'clock. It is now 10 o'clock. It is time that you left the party. The time to leave is now. And I can see by our clock that it's time that we wrap things up. But we'll be back for something, so don't go too far away, please.
For You Chat.
All right, where our For You Chat question kind of gets into the realm of superhero powers. Of course, we don't have superhero powers, sadly. But if we were very powerful, even more powerful than a superhero, maybe like Thanos with amazing abilities, the question is here, if you could change the world, what would you change and why?
Actually, that's a very good question. First of all, I would probably change all the trash and plastic that we have in the world. Because I feel like, you know, it's really bad that we have so much plastic in the ocean. Okay. And I really wish that we could, you know, reverse global warming a little bit. Okay. So we can, you know, get a fresh start.
I think for me,
I would do that. I would change, you know, just the way our environment is right now.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Let's see, if I could change the world, what would I change? Well, as I've been thinking about the world that we live in and all the problems we have from
so many,
you know, so many poor people and pollution, I think there's one common theme around all this: greed. People being greedy, right? They're wanting money or power. I want more stuff and you can't have any.
Yeah.
So I would get rid of greed and make people,
maybe not
get rid of it, but make the wanting to share a more powerful desire than wanting to take things.
That's a very good idea.
I think that would probably help in a lot of different ways.
I think so. I think so as well.
It might just blow up in my face. It'd be a terrible idea.
People sharing everything with you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They come into my house and take my shoes. Hey, those are mine, but you're supposed to share. I'll think about this. You guys think about this, too, because it's a great question. It's a great thing to think about, actually. And
that's all the time that we have for today.
I'm sad.
I know. Don't be sad. But think about it. What can you change in this world if we had those powers? But even if we don't have special powers or superhero powers, we could still do some changes.
True.
Make some small changes.
And if you get a headache from thinking about these important things, go see Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, take
enjoy yourself for a few hours, have some popcorn, and have a good time watching what I hope and I assume will be a good movie. Maybe you'll see us there too.
Bye-bye.
The Avengers return in Avengers Infinity War. The Avengers are back in their third film, Avengers Infinity War. This time, they don't just have to save the world, but the entire universe. The evil Thanos arrives on Earth to collect the Infinity Stones, extremely powerful jewels that existed before the Big Bang. If he takes possession of all six, he will become like a god and will be able to change reality at will. The new Avengers film will also be a kind of crossover story. Previously, the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy had their own separate film series. However, the two teams have joined forces in this new storyline about Thanos and the Infinity Stones. They must work together to stop Thanos. Unlike other Marvel films, the villain, in many ways, is the star of Avengers Infinity War. Oscar-winning actor Josh Brolin plays Thanos in the film. He said the character will show a range of emotions, rather than just be a typical villain. Thanos wants to change the universe, but the Avengers and Guardians don't want to live in his world. It's time that you went to a theater and caught Avengers Infinity War.
Vocabulary Review. Extremely. Bill was extremely excited when he met his favorite baseball player. Jewel. Stuart wanted to ask his girlfriend to marry him, so he bought her a ring with a beautiful jewel on it. Possession. The police found the man with stolen money in his possession. Previously. This is the fifth book about these characters. So there are a few pages at the front reminding readers what happened to them previously. Series. The Harry Potter books are one of the world's most famous fantasy series. Typical. The typical adult man is about 175 centimeters tall, but the tallest man ever was 272 centimeters tall.